Live 95 is Coleman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hi, it's me, Sandy, and welcome to today's episode. If you've tuned in before, then thank you so much for being a frequent listener of the show. And if you're new here, just know that you're amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change your path and start your own health journey with confidence. So our topic tonight is stress. Last week we talked a little bit about inflammation, and they actually go very hand in hand. Stress is simply a reaction to a stimulus that disturbs our physical or our mental equilibrium. Stress is an incredibly useful survival response and not necessarily a bad thing because it keeps us active and alert. A stressful event can trigger the fight or flight response. And when we think that we're in danger, our bodies and our brains spring into action and they prioritize either escaping the situation or overcoming that thing that threatens us. And what happens is it's releasing a surge of hormones in our body that heighten our awareness and give us that burst of energy that we might need to maybe outrun a predator or respond with extra strength. So for instance, when we were simple hunters and gatherers, we quickly burned off those chemicals from the stress that were released in our body with activity. And the threat that triggered that stress in the first place was usually pretty serious. And our bodies can handle that when it's not happening all the time, when an emergency happens. But sustaining the fight or flight state comes at a cost of our overall health, the vital functions of our body. And today, wow, we live in a pretty stressful time, and most of us aren't worried about we're not walking around worried about a tiger attack or anything like that happening. So what has happened is we've started to apply that stress response to problems in our life, like paying bills and maybe arguments at work or problems at home or time constraints, things of that nature. And it's not to say that these things aren't important, because they are. It's life. But when we sit at a desk or we're at a stressful job all day and we don't walk or run it off, we don't get rid of those chemicals that are released into our system, and then we go home and we have our life stressors there, and maybe we sit some more and we stew over the stress, never burning off those chemicals, that leads to the chronic stress in our system. And when that starts to become long-term, that can have really detrimental effects on our health. And we see that now. It's so common. It's part of life for all of us, for sure, to have stress. And at this point, the dangers of stress are pretty common knowledge, so I'm probably not sharing a whole lot with you that you haven't heard before. And we know that living in a perpetual state of heightened anxiety, it strains nearly every critical function in our body, from our circulatory system to our digestion to our sleep. And when that's left unchecked over long periods of time, that stress can create life-threatening circumstances to our health. And actually, stress is the third major influence on our CRP and our inflammatory status. So trying to reduce the stress we're under goes a long way towards protecting and enhancing our health. So we may not be in control over all the stressors in our world, but we can alter how we react to those stressors. And that takes practice. That's one of the things that I have learned in my life and changing my direction of health is it's taken practice. And a lot of times, it's not easy because situations happen and we're really quick just to react and respond. But I want to talk tonight about some tips to hopefully help you think about some different ways that you can react. And if you can't react right in the moment and you're still feeling stressed afterwards, maybe some things that you can do. One of those things is, we all love to hear, exercise. Exercise is a great way to help get rid of those chemicals in your system. I really like to suggest something that you enjoy. I mean, exercise doesn't have to be something that you hate, that is something that you just put off, but it's just something that you enjoy, something that you could think of that would really bring fun to your life. Another really great thing that you can do to reduce your stress, especially if it's in the moment, is you can breathe. Take a breath. When we're under stress, we tend to breathe really rapidly, more rapidly than usual, and mostly up in our chest. And the best way to calm yourself is to slow down your breath and focus on a 1-to-2 ratio of inhaling into your body and then into your belly, and then exhaling. And that really means that you're going to inhale and you're going to exhale for twice as long. And that is a great way just to bring yourself to the moment and out of your current situation. Get out and about is another great tip. It's really nice when you can go and be with people, spend time with people that you enjoy. It's really one of the best ways to decrease stress. And being around people who love life and love you, it's not only rewarding, but it's really good therapy. If you can shift your focus to the positive, that would be something that could really help out too. And I know a lot of times that's not easy to do, but it's just like I said earlier, it takes some practice. Laughing. Laughter has been shown to reduce stress, and you can do that by watching a funny movie, tell some jokes, find time to laugh with family and friends, and next time you feel stressed, just try smiling. Just rustle up a big smile. I know it might sound kind of corny, but while it may feel forced at first, smiling in its very nature, it reduces bad feelings. It's really hard to, I'm going to do it right now. It's really hard to feel stressed out when you smile.
So not to hijack your show or anything, but what do you do if people don't laugh at your jokes? That's my problem. I just get funny stares.
Jay,
my dad, on the other hand.
Jay, you might have to go, and then my breath tip would be a good one for you. You might have to take that deep breath into your belly to get over it. One of the ones that I had mentioned, and this is probably going to be a reoccurring tip on my show, is to stop, challenge, choose. And you want to stop before you respond. We live in a reactive world. You want to challenge why you feel the way you do. And then you want to choose your outcome. And that's going to help you get past that situation that you're in. I hope, the one last one is to treat your body. And when we come back after the break, we are going to have my special guest, Lisa Ayers, here. And we're going to discuss how treating your body can help you relieve stress. You're listening to Path Changers, Habits of Health Talk Radio on Live 95.
Brendan Snyder here with Willowbend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willowbend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willowbend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361, equal housing lender. You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated, but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
You're listening to Live 95.
Welcome back. I am really excited to introduce you to my friend and guest. She's a very talented young lady, and I've known her for some time now. And this is Lisa Ayers.
Hello. Hi, Sandy. Hello, hey. Viewers. Listeners.
Yeah. Woo. Well, Lisa and I pretty much have met over coffee, I would say. That's how our relationship started. And not only is she a barista, but she's an artist, and she's also a massage therapist. And Lisa, I would like you to share, if you don't mind, a little bit about how you got started in your current career of massage therapy.
Well, I wanted a career that made me feel like I was more in control of my life, so that's a lot more stress-free for me whenever I have that control. And also, I like being my own boss. Also, there's something that made me feel that I'm adding value to people's lives. So it's very rewarding whenever someone gets off my table and they feel better.
Nice. That's great. I love that. I mean, I agree too. Just having a career where you are helping people move forward, it's just, there's nothing like it. Okay, so I was wondering if you would share with us how massage and treating your body with massage helps somebody relieve stress.
Okay, well, when your body is relaxed, your nervous system responds with a lower heart rate. This helps you get a good night's rest, because your body is reminded of that sensation vividly enough to recreate it. Stress can cause a number of health issues, from anxiety and depression to high blood pressure and chronic illness. When we're stressed, our body sustains higher levels of cortisol, and this can lead to digestive problems, headaches, insomnia, and many other health issues. So, massage increases your body's levels of oxytocin and serotonin. These are happy chemicals that elevate your mood and lower your blood pressure.
Nice. Okay. Do you have just one type of massage, or do you have several types? And then how do you know what type of massage?
Well, people come to me and they explain what's going on in their body. And usually I can throw in a few different types of massage, so I can tailor it to whatever that person needs that day. And everyone needs something different. So I offer Swedish massage, neuromuscular therapy, which is also known as trigger point. I do cupping therapy, and I'm certified through the International Cupping Therapy Association. So I do a lot of different cupping techniques. I can do aroma touch, Reiki energy work, and many other types of massage that help with TMJ, sciatica, carpal tunnel, plantar fasciitis, and almost anything else that's muscle related. So it's very beneficial in a lot of different ways.
Now, you mentioned something about they come to you and that type of massage is trigger massage.
The trigger point.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It means that your muscle has either been overworked in some way. Maybe you work at a factory or a job where you're doing something repetitively, maybe sitting over a desk, driving to work a lot. And so those muscles get tight and tense, and I'm able to work into that tissue, and it starts off like hard putty, and then it eventually just starts molding into a softer type muscle tissue. And trigger point is just you hold the spot, and you can do it on yourself at home with a lacrosse ball or a tennis ball. You get on the floor, you find your knots, and you hang out there for a minute to two, and you'll be really surprised how much that relieves that pain.
Okay. So it's almost like it gets worse before it gets better, because you can hit that spot and really feel it.
Yeah, it hurts so good.
Okay. Hurts so good. Nice. Okay. So one of our topics here, I mean, we're talking about stress tonight, but one of my things that I really enjoy talking about and opening people's eyes to are inflammation and just those healthy lifestyle choices that help to reduce or eliminate that. Now, is massage something that can help in reducing inflammation?
Definitely. Our body becomes very tight and stiff whenever we stay in a position for a long period of time, maybe sitting or driving, or maybe you do work out a lot, but you don't stretch and those muscles stay in a flexed position. And so it improves your circulation, your blood flow. It makes you happier. A lot of people get up and they tell me they sleep better. It's just good all around.
Nice. And I've also heard that after a massage that it's a really good practice to drink a lot of water.
Absolutely.
Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah. Before you get your massage, you should drink extra water. And then afterwards, you need to drink extra water as well, because our body is made up, some people argue, it's about 85% water, and all of your systems in your body need to get hydrated. And if you're dehydrated, that affects a lot of things, your mind, your stomach, your mood. So whenever you come in and you pay for that massage, you're really doing yourself a favor whenever you drink that water. That way you can get rid of all those toxins that we just released by going to the bathroom.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know all of that about it, but I just had heard that it's a really good thing to do.
We don't just say that.
No. So, do you have any things that you'd like to share? Maybe some specific people that you've helped that you can tell us about?
Well, I see a lot of miracles whenever I go into work. People call me up, they message me, sometimes days, hours later, and they notice such a huge difference, and it's really rewarding because you hear all of those people's lives that you've changed through touch, and it's just so simple. One girl, she contacted me, and it was a first-time client. She was having trouble conceiving, and so she had tried everything. She went to the doctor, did everything she had to do, was kind of giving up, and came to me, and I did a few things. I just made it up on the spot, did some cupping on her belly, reflexology, and some meridian work, and she messaged me about 3 weeks later and said she was pregnant.
Wow.
And she already had her baby, and it was just simply her body was stressed, mm-hmm. and it wasn't a good environment.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite the miracle.
Amazing.
Look at you. Wow. How fun. Now, could you imagine yourself doing anything else at this point?
Well, I like to mix it up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I really appreciate my job and how flexible it is. I get to make my own schedule. The clients that love me keep coming to me. And I encourage everyone, if you've had a massage and you didn't like it, please try it again. Go to someone else and don't give up on it, because you'll find the right person, just like your hairstylist.
Nice. Okay. Well, great. Well, I know that you are out there making a big difference in people's lives by helping them to heal and de-stress. So I thank you for that, and I really, really thank you for being here tonight. And Lisa's office is located at Sela Therapeutic Massage on Highway 278, across the street from Conn Surveyors. And if you are interested in learning more about the services that she provides or to book an appointment, you can call her at 256-531-7259, or you can find her on Facebook at Lisa Ayers Massage. All ran together, Lisa Ayers Massage. Nice. Thank you so much for being here, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So I'd like to get back a little bit to, if you are looking to de-stress through laughter, tomorrow is a great opportunity for that. If you are available at 10:30, you can head on down to Brookdale Senior Solutions in Hanceville and reduce some stress with us. We're going to be holding our laughter yoga class, and it's a sit-down one because the residents there, they're a little bit older, but they love having visitors, and it's free. So you come laugh with us and feel happier. And if I can help you move forward in any way by helping you reach a healthy weight or reduce inflammation or stress or just getting on a path with some healthy habits, reach out to me at 256-338-4645 or email me at ColemanCoach@gmail.com. I'd be happy to have a conversation about how you'd like to move forward. And also, if you have any ideas for topics you would like to hear us discuss on the show, we are open to that too. So thank you so much for listening tonight, and let's make 2017 our healthiest year yet. Have a great night.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willowbend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willowbend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home, only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willowbend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361, equal housing lender. You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich. With golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie Sweet Tea, made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.